Now listen and answer your questions.
Question 1.
So, how did your first week of architecture go?
Not bad, but Monday is incredibly busy. I've got 3 2-hour lectures that day.
Really? What are they?
Well, we start with construction at 10 o'clock. That's really just engineering theory. Then I have an hour off to go to the library and catch up on some reading. And at 1 o'clock, we have a lecture on computer-assisted drawing. And that's learning how to use computer programs to help you design buildings.
No time for lunch, then?
No, exactly. And we finish the day with a lecture on history.
Whoa, that is a full day.
Question 2.
Now, we recommend that you get yourself a small bag to carry your supplies in. But please, not a heavy rucksack. The lighter, the better. Make sure you wear a good pair of hiking boots with thick socks. You'll need a decent-sized plastic water bottle that can be easily refilled. Don't bring cans of soft drink, as they don't quench your thirst. And we'll be stopping for a picnic lunch, so please bring sandwiches or fruit, that sort of thing. And we recommend a wide-brimmed hat to protect you from the flies, which can be pretty irritating at this time of year. You may need suntan lotion too, and of course, don't forget your binoculars, because the view from the top of the mountain is fantastic, but you won't get the full benefit if you're just wearing sunglasses.
Question 3.
In what way are sharks different from other fish?
Well, for one thing, they have to keep moving constantly.
And that's not the case with other fish?
No. Bony fish can stay still because they have a kind of bladder which keeps them afloat, but not sharks. Basically, they're heavier than water, you see, so if they don't keep moving, they sink.
Is that so?
And another interesting thing is that they can't swim backwards, though they're not alone there, actually. And we've recently discovered that even though they're big, they can still leap into the air from really deep water to catch their prey, things like seals. But they have that in common with other large fish.
Wow, they're pretty awesome creatures, aren't they?
Question 4.
The Qibao Centre is a magnificent building that symbolises the existence of the Kanak people, the original inhabitants of the islands of New Caledonia in the Pacific Ocean. It was designed by the world-famous Italian architect Renzo Piano and was opened to the public in 1997. The centre itself is based, in every detail, on the layout of a traditional Kanak village, made up of 3 sections which contain exhibition spaces, a library, as well as conference and lecture rooms. It's surrounded by beautiful gardens and is naturally ventilated with many spaces open to the elements.
Questions 5 to 7.
I've always been interested in plane spotting ever since I was a little kid growing up in Holland. I think I just like the look of them, you know? How each airline has a different tail to identify it, like a flag. I used to go to the international airport with my dad, and we'd try to see every plane in an airline's fleet. They each have a serial number, though it's quite a job to see them all. And I love seeing planes from unusual places, even though I don't really want to go there myself. I also like souvenirs from planes, and I get my friends to bring me things whenever they fly anywhere. I've got tray tables and knives and forks, and I've even got a seatbelt. I take about 7,000 photos of planes a year, and I'm often down here at 5 in the morning to catch a shot of the plane's landing. You're not actually supposed to get too near the airfield. You should be 3 meters away from the fence. Quite often the patrol cars come round and tell you to move away. But I love the sound of the jet planes. The louder the better for me. I've never flown in a plane, you know. I'm actually scared stiff of flying.